Hello, and welcome to episode 212 of The Modern Manager. I'm your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart. First, a warm welcome to Kimberly H., John M., Sheridan N., and Becky F. to The Modern Manager community. If you are ready to be part of a growing community of managers who are invested in being great people leaders, I encourage you to check out membership options to see if one of them is right for you. Go to themodernmanager.com/join to learn more. Today's episode is about preparing to be out for vacation. It's summertime here in the US, and I'm actually recording this while traveling. So apologies if the sound quality isn't quite as good as it usually is. Vacation time is so important. We know that there are a myriad of health benefits that come from taking time away from work. And I know how anxiety-producing it can be to worry about your team or your projects while you're away, or stress over returning to an overflowing inbox and a buildup of tasks. And in both cases, that can negate some of the health benefits and your enjoyment of your time off. So here are some approaches to consider to help you prepare to be out of the office and make your time away and re-entry as smooth as possible. Now let's get to it.
You're listening to The Modern Manager, a podcast dedicated to helping you be a rockstar boss with a thriving team. Whether you're looking to upgrade your meetings, cultivate your team, or grow as a leader, this podcast is for you. Now here's your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart.
Each person and each situation is different. We have different levels of comfort with our team members and different expectations from our bosses or our clients and different definitions of what it means to unplug. I remember as a kid, my dad would pack a printer in his suitcase to bring with us when we went on vacation. He loved nothing more than to work outside on a hotel balcony or sitting in a cafe on the beach, typing on his laptop or scribbling on a notepad with the sound of the ocean surrounding him. So to help you prepare for your time away, whatever that may look like, here are a few principles to guide you. Principle number one, coordinate with your team. Give yourself and your team plenty of time to prepare by planning vacations in advance. It's helpful to have a shared vacation calendar so that people can coordinate their times off while being aware of other people's schedules. Of course, there are some times when work slows down and many folks take extra days, like around the holidays. But for almost any other week, having two people out at the same time can just add extra burden on those who are still there. And this is especially true for small teams, so keeping everyone updated on your time off plans helps others make informed choices about their time off plans. Principle number two. Plan ahead. When you know vacation is coming up, you can start preparing early. You want to avoid confusion, scrambling, and others being caught off guard when you ask them to take on additional responsibilities while you're out. I recommend starting the preparation process at least 2 weeks ahead, and maybe even up to a month, depending on the complexity of your work and how familiar others are with your responsibilities. Start by keeping track of the tasks you have to do each day or each week that you'll be out. You can even look back at prior to-do lists to help jog your memory. Think about which meetings you'll cancel versus having someone else take your place as a participant or as the meeting leader. And you should also anticipate tasks that you'll have coming down the pike for projects that are still in process. Then once you've got your list, consider what you'll do ahead of time, what you'll delay until your return, what you'll hand off to a colleague, and what you'll take care of while you're out. Which leads us to principle number three, determining your out-of-office plan. Now, I know that some folks want to fully unplug when they're on vacation because anything work-related will be a distraction. Other folks are actually more comfortable keeping a few responsibilities that they'll work on while they're on their vacation time, including checking email. And just like my dad, that's actually my preference. While I'm officially out this week, most of my work is on pause. A few things my assistant Alexandria is taking on that I would normally do, and a few things I'm doing myself, like recording this episode. And I can't help it but check email once every day just to see if there's anything urgent that I need to respond to. But honestly, if I miss something, it's no big deal. I just like cleaning out some of those things that are clutter and generally knowing what's there for me to respond to when I get back. In addition to any work you'll do while you're away, you'll also want to decide if you're totally out of reach or if it's okay for team members to contact you. Do you want to have scheduled check-in times to stay in the loop and centralize all contacts into those pre-arranged times? Or do you intend to be available on Slack or via your shared task or project manager so you can see what's been done and keep tabs on things and occasionally even weigh in? Do you want people to reach out directly by calling or texting or messaging you? And if so, under what circumstances? The clearer you are upfront about your availability and the situations in which you expect people to reach out to you, the more you can relax and the more confident your team will be in your absence. All right, principle number 4, think carefully about assigning work. As you start to divide tasks among colleagues, be sure not to overload one person. Things that may be easy and fast for you will likely take a lot longer for a colleague who's doing it for the first time. Also, think about who will benefit from having added responsibility or exposure to other colleagues within your organization. You may discover some hidden talents and growth opportunities for your people once they've had a chance to try some new things. I highly suggest making sure people are on board with whatever it is you're assigning them instead of mandating it. When going over the added tasks or responsibilities, confirm that they feel comfortable taking it on given their current workload and your out-of-office availability, and their confidence and comfort in their own abilities. For example, I let Alexandria know that I was confident in her taking on some of the tasks that I usually do, but I offered to do them if she felt uncomfortable. The last thing you want is someone feeling pressure to perform tasks they just don't feel equipped to handle. Lastly, principle 5, plan for your re-entry. The first few days of your return from vacation can be overwhelming. Your inbox is overflowing, you've got so much to catch up on, and your normal workload still has to get done too. I suggest setting up a meeting with your team or key colleagues for the week that you return so that you can tie up loose ends and make sure you're on the same page with what's happened while you were out. You could also, or as an alternative to a meeting, ask people to prepare a brief document or audio message recapping the key activities, decisions, challenges, takeaways, and open issues from your time away. If you do go that route, let people know that you're expecting this upon your return so they can keep track of all that important information along the way. Remember, when you return to work, not everything needs to happen on day one. So block your calendar so you'll have time for your catch-ups. And then do the most important tasks first upon your return and pace everything else. Lastly, one quick tip. Document your processes ahead of time. For tasks or processes that others will likely have to take on, it helps to have them documented so that when you're assigning it, people can review them as needed while you're out. Plus, once it's documented, you won't have to re-document it again unless something changes. I found the best way to do this is to record or write down the steps that I'm doing as I'm doing it. Inevitably, if you try to make a list of the steps from memory, you will forget something. So just save yourself the trouble and record your screen narrating what you're doing or write down the steps on paper as you're going about the task. It really does not add much time, and you'll catch things you might have otherwise missed, like remembering to include the login information or the exact name of the tab to click on. It's also just smart to document your processes in general so that when you're preparing for leave, you're not rushing to make lists or explain how you work to your colleagues. You've got everything already in order and ready to go. Of course, all these principles apply to your team members as well. If they're the one taking vacation, have them make a plan first of who's going to do what to cover for them, plus what they're going to handle while they're out, and when or if others should contact them. You can then help refine their plan and support it as they bring others on board. I hope you will take your vacation time and encourage your team members to do the same. Research has shown that the anticipation and the memories of a vacation are just as powerful as the vacation itself. Plus, sharing stories and photos can reinforce positive relationships and bring your team closer together. So happy summer if you're in the United States, and just happy vacation time no matter where you are. Members of the Modern Manager at the Sprout level and above get this week's episode guide, which includes an overview of these principles, plus tips for communicating tasks and responsibilities effectively to your team members so that there's no confusion. To become a member, go to themodernmanager.com/join. And if you work for a government or a nonprofit agency, you get 20% off of any membership level. You can also purchase this and any other episode guide at themodernmanager.com/shop. All the links are in the show notes, and they can be delivered to your inbox along with this week's episode mini guide and transcript. So if you haven't yet subscribed to my newsletter, get on that list at themodernmanager.com. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.
Meetings are one of the most critical components of healthy collaboration, and teams are at the heart of how we work. Meteor helps you use your time in meetings productively, build healthy relationships with your colleagues, and move work forward. To learn how we do it, visit meteor.com. That's meteor.com.
You've been listening to The Modern Manager. You're already becoming a rockstar boss of a thriving team, I can tell. To ensure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player and join the mailing list at maimeks.com/podcast. That's maimeks.com/podcast to get show notes and other special content delivered directly to your inbox. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.